In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Undivided, together, one. That's the way your God is for you. He is completely, totally, 100% uncreated, eternal, infinitely, indivisibly, no doubt about it, dead set on saving you. Our triune God is set on Golgotha, set on Father giving up His Son, set on Spirit making Christ's cross yours in water and word. Not confusing the persons. All one God. Three persons set on saving you. The Father, who is God and Lord, loves you in the giving up of His Son. The Son, who is God and Lord, is lifted up from the form, lifted up from the earth, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. The Spirit, who is God and Lord, makes all that the Father did in the sending of His Son yours in the waters of holy baptism. Unless, Jesus says, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. But there aren't three gods, nor are there three lords, but one God and one Lord. And this isn't just some random fact, like 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, or that 1 × 1 × 1 = 1, or something like the Houston Astros are World Series champions. None of those facts, all of which are true, save. Not even the fact that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit saves you yet. No. The confession that God is triune does you no good unless God is triune for you. The Father is for you. The Son is for you. The Spirit is for you. But God isn't three for yous, but one single proclamation that God is for you. For as you hear about the Son hanging on His cross, answering for the sin of the world, the Spirit delivers to you how the Father loves the world. How God loves you. He loves you in the giving up of His Son. But fathers don't do that. Fathers protect their children. Fathers love their children. They shelter them. It would kill a father to give up his son that way, to sacrifice him. But the eternal Father didn't die for you. His Son died for you. The Father gives up His Son, the eternal only begotten Son. So it's not that God loves you with some flowery, mushy words that don't hold up over time and eventually fade away. Nor does He love you and the world so much, like there's something lovable in the world in the first place that God couldn't resist loving. Because there isn't. You know that there's nothing lovable inside you. Don't fool yourself. It simply isn't true. There isn't anything lovable about you and me. Houtos. It's one of the Greek words used in John 3:16. Houtos. It's the word that is usually translated as so in God so loved the world. Except houtos doesn't mean so. Like so much. It means in this way. God loved the world in this way. He gave up his Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. St. John said, "This is love, not that we love God, but that he gave up his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." And St. Paul says, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The Father gives up his Son for you and for every evil thing that you've ever done, every failure, every disaster in your life, every horrific thing you've ever done, every time you've sinned without thinking, and every time you plunged headlong into sin, even the times that you sinned expecting to be forgiven afterwards. The Father forgives them in the Son. Oh, but Pastor, you can't say that. God can't be that merciful. God cannot be that forgiving. God cannot be that loving in Christ. Because that would mean that the bad people, that the idolaters and the fornicators and the adulterers and the murderers and everybody else out there who's worse than me might make it into heaven. That can't be true. And besides, if God really is that way, then people could just go out and sin every day and wind up being forgiven. You mean like you do right now? Like you do every day, daily and much? I mean, you go about the day and you tear each other up with gossip, showing no mercy. You judge others while doing exactly the same things that they're doing. You plan and you scheme, and then you execute those sins. Now, of course, you don't think you're that sort of person. You're not that kind of guy. You're not that kind of girl. But you definitely are. No doubt about it. But then you expect that God will have mercy on you and forgive you. Why? Because you think that there's something that makes you better than them. Something that separates you and makes you better than the world of unbelievers and all those sinners out there. But there isn't. And there never was, and there never will be. Repent of thinking otherwise. The gospel for Trinity Sunday is that God the Father doesn't love you because you're lovable. No. The God who created you loves you in the giving up of his Son. Because Jesus is lifted up from the earth, because Jesus is crucified, you receive life. And you receive the forgiveness of sins. Even you, with all of your sin and all of your judgments and all of the evil. And because he rose again, you will rise again too. Because in your baptism, you already have. And even you, with all of those sins that you, oops, trip and fall into, and all of the ones that you plan ahead of time and rush headlong into, they're all forgiven. It pleases our triune God to save you in Christ. And how crazy is that? But this is the truth of the cosmos created by the Father. God the Father has forgiven you because of the giving up of his Son. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, Jesus says, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And you are born from above by the Holy Spirit, washed of your sins, forgiven and cleansed and made holy. That's the Holy Spirit's work. He takes the love that the Father has for you in the giving up of His Son, and He makes it yours in the giving of His gifts for you. And as surely as God the Father is God, and as surely as God the Son is God, and as surely as God the Holy Spirit is God, and as surely as we have not three gods but one, so certainly is God the Father for you. God the Son for you, and God the Holy Spirit for you. Not three for yous, but one for you. In Christ, you are forgiven. All of your sin, all of your evil, they have to be forgiven. Because the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Spirit is God. Not just God, but God for you. Undivided. Together. One. That's the way your God is for you. He is completely, totally, 100% uncreated, eternal, infinitely, no doubt about it, giving up Jesus on His cross, set on saving you. God loves you in this way. He gives up His Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but has eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.